the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, she dropped dead pretty as a gal can be. I'd be happy with her, most definitely. When she gets mad, ain't no use to put up a fight. Cause when she ain't happy, no one happy, I'ma make her happy tonight. Well, I bust my back at the company store. I make good money I can spend next door. Still bringing home enough to make everything alright. Cause when she ain't happy, no one happy, I'ma make her happy tonight. Woo! Go! Buy a car just to drive her around. We'll make a mess of trouble in this old town. I can grab her by the hand, never let her out of my sight. Because if she ain't happy, no one happy, I'ma make her happy tonight. Change a thing. I'd walk her down the aisle, I'd give her a ring. I'd move on in, pray to God that she don't bite. Cause if she ain't happy, no one happy, I'ma make her happy tonight. Cause if she ain't happy, no one happy, I'ma make her happy tonight.
That's Charlie Roth here on Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome to another live episode of Minnesota Homebrew here from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, where it was up in the 30s today and everything's melting. The snow on my gazebo is melting and piling up by my side garage door, running in. Oh my gosh. I don't expect that to happen until March at least, but we'll take it, that's for sure. Although the roads are a little icy out there, so be careful. Back to Charlie Roth. Yeah, Americana, folk, blues, country, Celtic. Charlie is a unique blend of all these genres. What Charlie's best at is telling a story with his rich baritone voice, acoustic guitar, rack harmonica, and foot percussion. His fifth album, Broken Ground, reached up to number 6 on the Euro Americana charts and continues to get airplay all over the world. He is recorded with the likes of Sam Bush, Michael Bland, and other American legends. Well, up next here on Homebrew, Colleen Dillon. This is from her The One to Love Is You CD, which was released just, I think, last year, and I got a copy and I was blown away. All of the songs are so tuneful. This show is about original music, songwriting, and this tune that we're going to play is called Trading All My Nevers, nice country tune, although we try to play all styles here on Homebrew. A little about Colleen. She said that she was having her share of what she called PESS, post-election stress syndrome, and headed north to her cabin in Cook County to shake it off in the North Woods. The lyrics came to her as she was watching a beautiful snowfall happen. I'm talking about a different song, Message in the Snow. Anyway, she recorded all of her songs on home equipment, and it's just, I think I got that backwards too. Hey, tough start today. It's just, anyway, Colleen Dillon here on Minnesota Homebrew. Sorry, folks. Trading All My Nevers.
said no. But since I met you, baby, I don't rightly know. So I'll ask again this question: would I change my life for you? If you'll just stay here with me, that's what I would do. Because I'm trading all my nevers for one sweet forever.
She's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters and on the board of directors, Trading All My Nevers. Well, I got my tongue in right now. I got a little rough start there here. Up next, Matt Ray. He's from the Iron Range of Minnesota. He's called the Poet of the Northland by KAXE 91.7 FM. Matt Ray's music is a pleasant blend of original songs as well as a unique selection of traditional music, where each performance is filled with rich and vivid storytelling, humor, and foot-stomping roots music. Listeners should not only expect to be entertained, but they can also expect to learn a little bit about the history of American music. Here's Matt Ray with the title tune from his newest CD, Minnesota Moon.
Stop my mind from going to all goes places that it should not go. I stop myself from ever knowing all the things that I should know.
That's Roots Music here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, a man who's mentioned in our intro, Mr. Bob Muscovitz from Hackensack, Minnesota. He's a guitar impresario and a songwriting wizard. Bob spent most of the 70s and 80s in a group called Monarch, a Twin Cities dance band. Graduated from Coon Rapids High School and moved north. Good move, Bob. Bob is a regular on MHB because we love his songs. He released a CD, Pot of Gold, in 2010, and you may find it on Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes. Here's Bob Muscovitz with Hot as Hell on Homebrew.
Northern Minnesota, when the winter comes to call, what a place I've got to warn you. Those crazy women have a ball. They never kiss and tell, put you underneath their spell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. In the fish house on the ice pack, there is action all the time. If the walleye isn't biting, there's a place to drop your line. No one will ever tell when women cast their woman spell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. Women way up there are beautiful, they say. They take a winter's night and chase the cold away. I'd like to tell you more, but some things I can't say. Way up in the Northland, where women love to play. Way up north in Minnesota, life's a winter carnival. All the snow and cold surrounds you, the women find it wonderful. They cast their women's spell, lift you up and never tell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. So if you venture Minnesota, let your woman come to call. 'Cause it's a place, I've gotta warn you, where crazy women have a ball. They never kiss and tell, put you underneath their spell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. Minnesota women never tell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell.
Bob Moskowitz. You know, I drove by the Coon Rapids High School there in the north side of the Twin Cities one day here a few months back, and I stopped, and there looks like there was a maintenance guy out there, and I said, well, where's the statue of Bob that I thought was standing out here? And he said, we just took it down and sent it in for cleaning. So I hope the next time I drive down there, Bob will be smiling there as an inspiration for all the music students there at Coon Rapids High. Oh, my. Well, up next, Stephen J. Schmidt is a Midwestern singer-songwriter who has written over 200 songs, and each one is like a bottle of fine bourbon-aged stout. He performs his rich, full-flavored original tunes crafted, are you picking up on the beverage language here, over the last 40 years at house concerts, coffee houses, brew pubs, wineries, and festivals. He's a highly skilled guitarist, and I believe he's from the Rochester, Minnesota area. Some folks refer to him as a folky with chops. He's noted for his finger picking, novel chord voicings, use of alternate tunings, and playing up the neck. And it says here that Stephen is the general manager of the City of Rochester's music department and Riverside Concerts, where he books and supports more than 100 distinct services each year. That's great. Here's Stephen J. Schmidt with The Turnaround.
As I turn 60 and reflect upon my life, I recall some hard times, struggles and strife, and wrestling with demons that almost took me down. But I beat them back, bound my wounds, picked myself off of the ground. 'Cause of you. teenage boy. You helped me through the turnaround. You are my precious one. There's just no way to thank you for everything you've done. Ah, there's you. And all you do. You helped me through.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, up next here on Homebrew is Jim Pertell. He's a founding member of the Songwriters of Wisconsin, and most times he uses a co-writer named Ricky E. Bellows, but on this song that we're going to play, Jim is the sole songwriter. It's titled PTSD, and it talks about what went on in Vietnam back when I was in college. Jim is affiliated with the BMI, and he's placed songs in several documentaries and a few independent movies, and you can find him at soundcloud.com/Jim-Pertell, P-U-R-T-E-L-L. Now back to the song. PTSD was recently placed in a short film called Tanikomo, and it's under consideration for another film. It was demoed in Nashville, and it's being sung by John Statham. So here is PTSD by Jim Pertell, and he's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Tortured visions dancing in my dreams. Go away, or so it seems. Stemming from actions from so long ago, while trudging through jungles near Dark Toe. Memories of war embedded deep in my soul. They're my daily companion. Paralyzed by fear and trustful of no one. A sadness you can't imagine. Carried the medic's bag. M16, fresh from the farm and barely 19. Wasn't prepared for the blood and slaughter. Can't be cleansed with whiskey and water. Memories of war embedded deep in my soul. They're my daily companion. Paralyzed by fear and trustful of no one. A sadness you can't imagine. Same. Eats up, spits out beyond. Warriors are blemished forever. It's the same con artist game. Memories days of war embedded deep in my soul. They're my daily companion. Paralyzed by fear and trustful of no one, the sadness you can't imagine. Paralyzed by fear and trustful. Sadness you can't imagine.
Well, there's a lot of emotion wrapped up in that song. Beautiful, beautiful. Jim Bertel, PTSD. Look forward to playing more of Jim's songs throughout the weeks to come here on Minnesota Homebrew. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Well, here's another Jim, Jim Ruiz, and I have him in the Jim Ruiz 4. I have him in the Jim Ruiz set. So I'm not sure what version of his band he has going right now, but he plays new acoustic music and plays with Charlotte Crabtree and Emily Ruiz. Now, Jim's originally from the Windy City, but he now hails from Minneapolis. And speaking of Jim, musician Allison LeBon says he's such a total nerd. There's nothing sex, drugs, and rock and roll about Jim Ruiz. But there's a lot of jazz. Here's Jim with I Had Learned on MHB.
When the bell breaks, expectations must fall, and down will come baby, my whole world and all. I asked myself how I let go so wrong. The answer is that I had learned to live without your love. And all the king's horses and none of our friends could ever put our lives together again. And I tell myself that I stuck with you for too long. My answer is that I had learned to live without your love. The sweetest ache of unrequited love. Hand in glove and promises. We're like little lost sheep, and who were they meant for? Your mother or me? And when I tell myself that the attraction was too strong, the answer is that, well, I had learned to live without your love. Mm-hmm. I had learned to live without your love. Mm-hmm. I had learned to live without your love.
Minnesota Homebrew. Sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, if you're listening for the first time, Minnesota Homebrew is a double entendre. We do home brewed or original music, and we talk about beer. And as we like to say, we shoot for quality over quantity. This is from foodandwine.com. It's a website. Mike Pomerantz wrote this January 6th, 2016. Have you heard of shower beer? It's a dedicated beer for the bathroom, and it's a marketing genius. Few beer drinker situations conjure up the relaxed romanticism of the shower beer. Showering evokes the idea of getting ready for something, be it the day or a night out in the town. And similarly, beer is often the pre-game beverage of choice. So drinking a beer in the shower combines one of the most utilitarian parts of human preparation with one of the most recreational, not to mention breaking the general taboo of consuming any sort of food and beverage in the bathroom. But though plenty of people discuss drinking in the shower, I'd never before heard a product specifically tailored towards shower drinking, which is what makes a new brew aptly called shower beer so attention-grabbing. Created as a collaboration between Swedish craft brewery Pang Pang and creative agency Snask, shower beer is more than just a catchy name. The brew is specifically built for shower consumption. At only 18 centiliters, about 6 ounces, shower beer is half the size of your typical bottled or canned brew, a size meant to gulp in 3 sips while standing in the shower getting ready for the night. To make up for its small stature, shower beer is greatly ramped up in alcohol, 10% by volume, or double the ABV of a Budweiser. Who would drink a Budweiser? To crunch the numbers, you're basically left with a beer that has all the alcohol of a normal beer and half the size, allowing you to get the buzz of a full beer in a shower length amount of time. Now, I don't know where you can find this beer. You're just going to have to look around for it. But I think I'd buy a 4 or 6 pack, whatever it comes in. It's described as a sweet but strong pale ale. There you go. Shower beer. Well, what's up next here on Minnesota Homebrew? Amy and Adams with a tune titled Poison.
You found a love to call your own. No need to suffer all alone. It picks you up, then drops you prone, and it lies, it lies. You think it warms you up inside, but it tricks you into suicide. No better place to run and hide from the pain, oh, the pain. It's always first in front of me. Don't wanna wait around to see what will be, will be. Has no one told you this must end? Or slapped your face or held your hand? 'Cause you have no control, my friend, anymore, anymore.
Relationship. Poison by Amy Adams. I never met them, but sure would like to. Last fall, I was down at the State Fair at the Ampers booth. The Ampers stands for Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations. And we had a booth set up there, and I took a whole afternoon and invited in people who play here on Minnesota Homebrew to perform live. And oh, what a hoot. What a hoot. We had Wayne Hamilton there. We had The Wrong Omar. Michael Riddle was there. And others. And what a grand time. Going to do it again this year. Might not have quite as many so that we can spend more time with each individual act. So, folks, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Just nothing but purely original tunes. And if you ever wonder why we don't play Barry Manilow's version of I Write the Songs as a lead-in, well, it's because this show is about songwriters. And I Write the Songs was written by Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys, so we play his version. There you go. Had a good time last Thursday at open mic at TJ's Tavern in Oakley, Minnesota, about 30 miles south-southeast of Thief River Falls. And there's usually just about as many musicians as there are spectators. We had three musicians. And every month it seems to be just myself, my friend Andy Miller, and the proprietor, John Kimball. And what a good time. And we debuted our new songwriting challenge songs of the month. The first month we did this was last month, and beer was the topic. Well, this month's theme was crazy ex-girlfriends, and I was going to bring my guitar and play it tonight, and we were also rushed. I forgot it. So next week I will play my song about crazy ex-girlfriends titled I Was Dating Me. That's a promise, not a threat. Up next, gentleman from Waite Park, Minnesota, Dave Cafell, in his words, says, I've seen a lot of sadness, unkindness, stupidity, and disease. I've witnessed death in several forms, not all of them bad. I've seen birth, and it is both beautiful and horrible. I've traveled too many parts of the world, met all kinds of people, rich, poor, content, dissatisfied, hedonic, hungry, greedy, selfless, distracted, focused, educated, ignorant, inebriated, and sober. That's a laundry list of adjectives there. His 2012 CD, No Substitute for You, garnered the talents of John Wilbur, Jim Caron, Randy Mickelberg, and Adam Hammer. And now he has a new CD out called Thousand Shades of Blue. Here's a song from that very fine CD titled Back in the Day. Here's Dave Cofell.
I tried to burn those old love letters, the ones I keep down in that trunk. But instead I started reading. Then I had to go and get drunk. It's not the way turn a phrase, and maybe I'm just going through a phase. We had so much to say, but that was way back in the day. I was gonna shred those old love letters one day when I was alone. One thing led to another. Next thing I know, I was stoned. There's a shadow going across the moon. Seems like we ended far too soon. just let it slip away. That was way back in the day.
Dave organizes and runs the open mic at the local blend in St. Joseph, Minnesota, just on the west side of St. Cloud. And I had the pleasure of going down there and playing for one of his Weekend of Songs festivals, and even went down and sat in on the open mic once. And a lot of fun, 200 and some miles, but a lot of fun. And if you're listening, hi, Dave, and hi, Stephanie. Love ya. Keep writing those great songs. We love to play them here on Minnesota Homebrew. Earlier I mentioned that KAXE, one of our Amper stations, we also have another one, KKWE, out of Callaway, Minnesota, that plays our show every Saturday at 1 p.m. We thank Carly Kuhn and the gang down there. And I have a big announcement. Our station manager here at Pioneer 90.1, Mark Johnson, is to be installed this year as the new president of Ampers, and we're very honored and pleased to announce that, because this man has taken this station and built it up into something gigantic, and he's just a great, great human being. Mark, we wish you all the luck there in taking Ampers in new directions, because you have a lot of great ideas. Well, we are going to do a song by a group called Half Nelson. Now, Half Nelson is Billy Barber and Scott Scooter Nelson. They're two lifetime musicians and longtime friends doing something that they're passionate about, making music and making a difference. It's a creative partnership and an artistic collaboration with a bunch of ridiculously talented artists, musicians, producers, choreographers, and creative thinkers, joined with the purpose to create original songs and videos with a message. Now, one of them, I believe, one of them is from Minnesota, but they live in Nashville now, where they're hanging out and doing their thing. So let's do a song by Half Nelson. That's a clever name. One of the guys' names is Nelson, so it's half Nelson. This one's titled Flawless on Homebrew.
Brushes out her long blonde hair. Standing in the hallway mirror. Sees a streak of gray and stares. Followed by a look of fear. As a precious stone. Changes into old blue jeans. T-shirt that's all ripped and torn. A beauty mark below her neck. She's had it since the day she was born.
Next, Mr. Nigel Ake, my favorite Brit.
You can't sing the blues with an English accent. You sound like a right pillock, actually. Even if you do know the words to all 30 Robert Johnson songs. It's a language that we all share. But the credibility just isn't there. You can't sing the blues with an English accent. Can't sing the blues with a name like Nigel. It's too white, too social climber. Mick Jagger never let anyone call him Nigel. It's a crying bloody shame. Name and you can't sing the blues with an English accent. But the English get the blues just like the Mississippi's do. And we have to let it out, just let it rip. It's a real bugger, isn't it? You get the blues, but if you sing it, sound like Harry Potter or Prince Charles with his stiff upper lip. One love, one two. I say, steady on, old chap. Accent. So I'll become African American. That's what all the other English rockers seem to do. Well, I'm just a bloody rocker. I'll take some John Lee Hooker lessons. How, 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 how. And to sound like Howlin' Wolf confessing. And save the accent for my Conan O'Brien interview. Cause you can't sing the blues with an English accent.
That's my favorite Brit, Nigel Egg, who invaded Minnesota and luckily stayed here. Now he's retired and jump-starting his career. But back in the 70s, he played with rock legends such as Supertramp and Mott the Hoople. That's impressive, isn't it? That's really all the young dudes, Mott the Hoople. Take the Long Way Home, Supertramp. Wow. He also performs in a duo, Egg and E, with Bobby Ekstrand. He's recorded three albums, 2007's 11702 Main Street, 2010's Big Bang Baby Boom, from which that song comes, and 2014's The Blues Is Personal.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yeah, I got a few mostly instrumentals sent to me by Noel Parmatier, and he wanted to know if I would play them on the show, and I said, well, I have to play them on the show because our motto is You Send It, We'll Play It. And if you want to know how you can get your songs on Homebrew, go to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. Click on About. Tells you everything you need to know. Now, Noel does solo recording and also records with Chris Soderquist under the moniker Static Wolf. And we're going to do a tune called Prudence from his We Are What We Are CD. Here's Noel Parmatier.
Thank you.
Armateer with Prudence. Nice sounds there. Nice vibes. Well, we don't have any more time than for this last song, which is by Gray Shot, and they are Aaron Ankrum on vocals, guitar, and keys, Christian Ankrum on bass, keys and vocals, and Reese Kling on drums. This tune's titled Opposites, again by Gray Shot. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, folks, whether it's music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.